Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, legendary lobbyist John Papageorge for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park, the Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers, Pro Group Management, Workers' Comp that works for you, and the Las Vegas Review-Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
I'm men's rights attorney Marilyn York, and I proudly sit on the board of the Nevada Youth Empowerment Project. Northern Nevada's homeless youth population is growing, and fast. It is estimated that there may be hundreds of homeless teens living in Washoe County. NYEP is a local transition home for homeless girls aged 17 to 21. NYEP has received a $37,000 challenge grant that must be matched by June 1st. Don't leave these girls on the street. Please donate today at nvyep.org.
Your business deserves the absolute best in workers' compensation? You should know that not all workers' comp is equal. With Pro Group Management, your business is all that matters. What do you receive for your premium dollar? Professional risk management team, top-rated claim service, customer care team, website access to your full account? It's all in the numbers. You can upgrade your dollars and make them stretch farther and more efficiently. Call us today. You deserve the best. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the crossroads of Western States distribution. From here at the USA Parkway Interchange, drivers can reach most locations in the Western region in one day or less. TRI also provides rail service on Union Pacific Rail Main Line and from the Burlington Northern Santa Fe Rail Companies. And with only a 15-minute drive to the Reno Tahoe International Airport, this makes TRI the crossroads of Western States distribution. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
This segment is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. So much depends on trucks. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad on No Holds Barred Political Forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are very pleased to welcome to the program John Papageorge, lobbyist for the last 30 years, one of the most respected people in the lobbying corps. Pleasure to have you on the program, sir.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Let's talk about, first of all, coming into the session. You know, the full effects of term limits have occurred. So many new people, so many inexperienced people for the most part in leadership. How did you view that coming in?
Well, coming in, I really didn't have a lot of concern about it. I thought about term limits. There's been a lot of comments over the years about how, with all the new legislators, that the lobbyists would take over, take control of the legislature because of the inexperienced legislators. And, I've never really had that thought myself. I thought, well, it would be the other way because newly elected legislators have heard about lobbyists, know how, or not know, but suspect how they operate and would be more inclined to be very cautious about lobbyists. And I don't have a problem with that. And it's somewhat worked out that way. And we can't just go in and start take control and tell somebody this is what should happen. I think the new legislators are thinking it a lot more than they used to, which is not all that bad.
You know, I've also found in talking to the newer members and people that may be in their second or third session now, that they don't feel that we've lost all this institutional knowledge. They feel that they are themselves now the institutional knowledge.
Well, I have to disagree with that. I think, and maybe, I'm sure someday they will believe that themselves. I think there's a lot of institutional knowledge that has gone, not necessarily because of term limits, but you and I know that there are some good people, knowledgeable people, are no longer with the legislature for, I don't know, different reasons. Term limits, one, they moved on for different reasons or they passed away. But I think institutional knowledge is very important.
And now, really, the senior members of the Legislative Council Bureau and the lobbyists are really that institutional knowledge.
Exactly. I think it may not be as far back as we may want it or they want it or whatever, but I think it comes pretty fast. There's a lot of stuff I'm sure is passed on and on through new legislators and new lobbyists as they come along. People say, well, you remember what happened when Joe Dini was here and how different it was and things like that. I think those kind of things get passed on.
When you look at this from the point of view of being a lobbyist, I think a lot of people misunderstand the role of a lobbyist in a citizen legislature, which is that you're there to provide information. And isn't it true that the best lobbyists really present both sides of the arguments?
Well, I don't know if the best ones do, but I do. And I've always believed that I've always started with, well, this is our position, this is why we believe this should happen, and you'll also hear the other side. And I think it gives us some advantage to say that, because at least the lobbyists could be looking for that and ask questions and then come back with their own opinion.
And do you think that there was an idealism coming into this session, that there was going to be this great relationship from both sides, and that there'll be a coming together, which really hasn't occurred when, as we come down to the wire?
Well, I don't know that we see that, but I think that certainly was the intent, and I really think the leadership between both houses want that. And I, it may never happen, and maybe it's not happening. On, you know, in our case, it may be happening right now. But, yeah, the intent was there, and at least that's a good start.
You have worked with a tremendous amount of leadership in this building over the last 30 years. It seems to me that Marilyn Kirkpatrick is a most unusual person in the sense that everybody on all sides of opinions, whether they agree with her or not, have tremendous respect for her.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, I'm sure you've heard it, but I know I've heard it. She's the Joe Dini of the legislature, which, you know, Joe was able to listen to both sides, come to realistic compromise, and get something done.
And do you think, though, that in this session, even though she's so policy-driven, that she's going to be able to accomplish very much of her goals?
I think she's the right person to maybe get that done. I think that, as you know, you've been around a long time, too, that depends upon what politically is going on that both houses want, you know, and I don't know that, you don't know that, but I'm confident that they're both working towards good goals.
All right, let's take a break. Along with John Papageorge when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
The all-new Tamarack Junction Steakhouse and Lounge is now open in South Reno. You'll enjoy signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. The all-new Tamarack Steakhouse and Lounge, inside the Tamarack Junction, just north of the summit on South Virginia.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
As an employer, did you know you can be held liable for negligent hiring? A background screening by Employer Links can uncover criminal records, like alcohol and drug convictions. It can verify the applicant's education, driving records, and professional licenses. Employer Links can check civil records, registered sex offender records, and social security fraud. Hiring the right person shouldn't be a gamble. Call Employer Links. Employer Links, protecting your investment.
The Nevada Beer Wholesalers encourages the responsible consumption of beer. The Nevada Beer Wholesalers Association are sponsors and participants in many community-based efforts such as school education programs, Safe Ride Home, recycling programs, alcohol-free after-prom and graduation parties, safe boating campaigns, and designated driver programs. They are family-owned businesses employing 2,000 Nevadans. They also collect and pay the state excise tax. The Nevada Beer Wholesalers Association, delivering more than just beer.
The all-new Tamarack Junction Steakhouse and Lounge is now open in South Reno. You'll enjoy signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. The all-new Tamarack Steakhouse and Lounge, inside the Tamarack Junction, just north of the summit on South Virginia.
Attention antidepressant users. The FDA has associated the use of certain antidepressants with birth defects.
If you took Celexa, Lexapro, Paxil, Effexor, Zoloft, Prozac, or Prestique and had a child born with a serious birth defect, call the Rely On Group now.
Do not delay. There are time deadlines to file a claim.
There is absolutely no risk on your part. You don't owe us a penny unless we are successful.
This segment is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. So much depends on trucks. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with John Papa George, legendary lobbyist over the last 30 years. The governor has played a very interesting role in this legislative session. And of course, all governors are unique, all the ones that we've dealt with over the years. The governor laid out his budget, and he really has not been, beyond promoting that budget and saying that that's what he's going to do. It doesn't appear to me that he has been engaged so much in the day-to-day efforts of the session.
As far as I know, you're right, and I believe that. I think that, what I've always liked the governor. When he was assemblyman, I thought he was forthcoming on all events, with me anyhow, and I think he's a hard worker, and I think he loves the state of Nevada and believes in it. So with that, I think that he's doing the best he can. He has to, I think, needs to face the issues of taxes, whether they should be increased or decreased. I don't know how he can accomplish a whole lot without a tax increase of some sorts. I think he's thinking about that. I really haven't put my hands on that. I don't know what to tell you about that, but I know he's a good man, and he's going to do the best he can for the state of Nevada.
There are those that say, politically, he cannot say yes to any tax increases because that would be suicidal for his, re-election campaign, that the Democrats could really mount an attack against him. Is there a way for him, beyond the legislature, being able to pass a tax with a two-thirds majority and then overcoming a veto, which would have to happen pretty quickly, right, if that were to happen, is there any other way for him to get more money?
I don't really have the answer to that. I know that he has to give thought to the state of Nevada, and I think he cares more about that than a second term. I think he wants to get reelected. I think he should get reelected, but I think he's... I wish I could really answer that. I think he's going to do the best he can and come out with the best answer he can. I wish I could say more about that.
As you look at this session, can you compare it with any other in terms of the potential for gridlock, or do we have to go back to perhaps 2003 to see where you had one assemblyman break ranks with the assembly and be able to change things to get a tax increase through?
I don't think we're there at all. I think there seems to be, at least in the hallways of the legislature, there seems to be a desire to come to some sort of solution. I may be wrong. I'm just standing back, listening to what I hear and what I see, but I think everybody is still, both sides, are still trying to work together. Now, that doesn't mean it's going to come to a quick stop, but I just don't really have the opinion on that to really help you with that.
All right, so share this with us, though.
Okay.
Because, from the public perspective and from the reporter's perspective, we see what's happening in the foreground. And not necessarily share about this session, but share with us what happens in the last 2 weeks of a session behind closed doors, those meetings that go on where things really get hashed out.
Well, I think, from my point of view, you're just trying to represent your clients, and if they're not in good shape, you're trying to put your clients in good shape with their issues. I can't, for right now, I have some very, very important issues for my clients because it's important to them, but I don't think we can relate that to some of the more bigger issues, you know, where you're talking about education for the state, for the K-12 and the higher ed, which are important issues. I'm sure those are being hashed out. At least I hope they are, because both of them are very important. But it's not really any different than sitting at this table talking to you and me trying to change your mind and you trying to change my mind. I've never seen a cigar at any of those meetings.
So it's not a smoke-filled back room?
No, not that I've been to.
Not even when Senator Townsend was here?
You know, I don't remember him smoking in one of those back rooms, but you might be right. Yeah.
What did you think of Steve Wynn's appearance at the legislature? It seemed like he came, he made a great appearance, and then nobody cared afterward.
I'm glad I wasn't in the room when he was here. I don't know what happened or what was said, but he left abruptly, and I really can't comment on that. I've never seen that happen before, but I'm not sure what happened.
Well, it was very interesting because, and not to pick on Steve Wynn, and everybody wants to defend their own industry, and I don't blame him for that, although I thought it was interesting, he said that he would like to see every business pay 0.5% extra, and that would take care of our, you know, fiscal problems. But the idea that the Las Vegas Strip is in any way not under full recovery mode, I think is crazy. I mean, you look at the amount of money. I was talking to Billy V here a couple of weeks ago, and we were talking about the fact that in that previous couple of weeks, $10 billion worth of projects have been announced on the Las Vegas Strip. I mean, when you look at the Strip, do you see that as being in full recovery mode?
No, not at all. I represent a Strip property, and I can't go into detail about whether they're up or down, but they still are not at recovery level yet. And I think I don't think we should move too fast, but I'm not one of those guys that makes those decisions, and I'm glad I'm not. I'm glad I don't have a vote.
Right, and I'm not going to ask you to name the property, but is it a large corporation or is it an individual property?
It's a large property. That's all I can say.
All right. Okay, let's take a break. More with John Papa George when we come back.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
Every day we respond to devastating house fires. Once the fire is out, the Red Cross is there.
In that moment, when people are at one of the lowest points in their lives, the Red Cross immediately provides emergency food, clothing, shelter, and comfort.
Help your neighbors in Northern Nevada by supporting the Fire Hurts, Red Cross Helps campaign.
You can make a difference today. Every dollar raised goes directly to those in our community who have lost everything. It can mean the difference between homelessness and hope.
Hey, you. Yeah, I'm talking to you. Why are you still sitting on that couch? You know you could be out there cooking for a living. You speak food. That's why you got to call Le Cordon Bleu. They'll help get you out there with training in less time than you think. Sounds good, right? So grab your phone right now and call Le Cordon Bleu. They'll send you a complimentary career guide so you can see what it's really like to work in the culinary arts.
Call 800-817-5790 or text GOLCB68 to 94576. Call or text now.
Did you call yet?
Some people say personal injury claims are all about the money. Well, they're right. It is about the money to help salvage a decent life caused by another person's
carelessness. Go lightly in Vanna, 222-3333.
Introducing Impressions. Understated yet elegant. Modern yet timeless. All with outstanding quality and complimentary interior design service at irresistible prices. This is luxury made affordable. Only at Ethan Allen.
My daughter was a wonderful young woman, and she really loved teaching. She was in the corner trying to put as many kids as possible in that little one-seater bathroom. And that's where she was killed, and the kids were killed in the corner.
Grab the Social Security disability file for Maria Thompson.
Sure.
She was denied, wasn't she?
Again and again, it's the same old story.
Shocking.
It's how the system works.
Your Social Security disability was denied again and again. That's how the system works. But we know how to make the system work for you. David Allen and Associates. Talk to the right people. I'm David Allen.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with John Papageorge, 30 years lobbyist and one of the top ones in the business. This session seems to have been entirely about getting money for education. I don't think I've ever quite seen a session like that before. Your thoughts on that?
Well, yes, it is, and there have been other sessions that have keyed on education, and you're right that maybe this is more so than others, but education has never been wanting as much as it is now. You know, we've got, without a good education system, then the state cannot thrive. I think that, you know, I've actually represented higher ed for, three or four sessions, and last session I did it pro bono because I recognized that you need to keep as much money as education as you can. Now, that I only point that out is because they need every dime they can collect. And it's just going to hurt us in the long run if we can't provide the educated populace to fill the jobs that are hopefully will be coming to the state.
You know, it's interesting, you know, we saw, 20 years ago, Fair Share, which is where there was a redistribution of taxes from Washoe County, took a major hit, and the money was moved to Clark County. Now we're seeing truly the power base moving to southern Nevada from northern Nevada, and we're seeing the effects of that in higher ed with money being taken away from the schools in the north and being given to the schools in the south. How do you think this is going to play out? Do you think we're going to get to a point where the legislature is just going to ignore basically most of the needs of northern Nevada just because the population base is so large in southern Nevada?
I don't know the answer to that, but I hope not. I know when Fair Share came around, I was actually lobbying for Clark County. And as you say, a lot of the money was taken from the north and put back in the south where they thought it was fair to do that. I never agreed with that. I think it was too much of a hit on the northern counties and cities at one time. I would have agreed to see it if it was a slow flow, but they actually were closing libraries and public services that I thought was a little bit radical. And but that didn't matter because that was just an opinion. I hope I don't see anything like that again, but then whatever happens, happens.
As we look at this session, the Republicans are asking for the same things. They're asking for PERS reform, prevailing wage, it doesn't appear that they're going to get any of those things because when I talk to the leading Democrats in the Assembly and in the Senate, they say nobody's even talking to them about, especially prevailing wage. It doesn't seem to me that the Republicans are going to get the opportunity to gain anything. So therefore, why should one of them flip in the Assembly or three of them flip in the Senate to give the Democrats what they want, and therefore, and even if they did, the governor's going to veto it anyway. It includes a tax increase.
I agree with your argument there, and I think that and I'm not involved in any of those. I've certainly been.
And you're happy about that.
Exactly right. I understand the prevailing wage issues, which has been around for years. I'm not sure which either side has to offer. So I really can't go into detail because I haven't been following that.
Because of this inability for, at least at this point in the session, and we're getting pretty close to the end here, it seems that the governor is the one that is controlling everything now.
I would assume that's true. Not assume it. You're absolutely right. I think that he can, with his pen, can end it or keep it going. So, you're right, and hopefully both sides are talking to the governor and trying to come to some sort of reasonable compromise that helps the state.
And if they don't do it fast enough, then there's no time to override a veto, correct?
Well, exactly right. I think if the veto would have to be overridden the next session, and the so it has to happen fast.
And otherwise, the governor has what they call the pocket veto.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. So, as you look over your career, what was your favorite session?
Probably my first one, because I didn't know what I was doing. It was very interesting. As I said, I represented Clark County. I was with the fire department, Clark County, and I was assigned to represent the county manager at the legislature. And it was really interesting to see how it really worked. My opinions changed considerably about lawmakers and how hard they work. And in fact, the staff over there, I think that was the most impressive as to how hard everybody really works. And I really enjoyed it. So I would have to say my first one. It's been downhill for me.
John Papa George, thank you so much for coming over today. We really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
When it comes to state-of-the-art energy, Nevada is the right state to be in. A reliable, efficient network. Cleaner energy resources like solar, wind, and geothermal. And technology that will help you save energy and money at home. Learn more at nvenergy.com.
News 4's Fact Finder team, winner of the Edward R. Murrow Award and now nominated for an Emmy. Our Silver State Secret Stories shed light on legal loopholes and government secrets. News 4, your home for investigative journalism in Northern Nevada and the Sierra. News 4's Joe Hart, working for you.
Getting answers to the questions you ask the most.
Submit your questions to jhart at mynews4.com. And remember to put Ask Joe in the subject line. Ask Joe, weeknights on News 4 at 6.
Why are people smiling all over the city of Reno? It's because they've discovered all of Absolute Dental's incredible savings for adults and kids, like free whitenings, $1,500 off braces, all your wisdom teeth removed for just $999, and lots more. And it doesn't matter if you have insurance or not. We're here to work out a way to make it affordable so you'll never have to put off taking care of your teeth again. Now that's something to smile about. Just go to any Absolute Dental location right now or visit AbsoluteDental.com.
Could you use up to $2,500 in minutes? We've got you covered. We are Dollar Loan Center, your community short-term lender. No checking account required, no application fees, and no prepayment penalties. From Sioux Falls, South Dakota to Los Angeles, California, apply at one of our 80 locations or complete your entire loan online at don'tbebroke.com.
Not buy furniture until Friday, May 24. Ennis's great $2 million total furniture sell-off and retirement sale begins on Friday, May 24. The Ennis family has made the decision to sell out their stock as they update and reorganize for the next generation. This sale with liquidation pricing will be worth waiting for. Meanwhile, our store is closed to mark down prices on all inventory. Come May 24th, you're going to be able to buy America's finest furniture for a whole lot less. Watch the newspaper for details.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. And as we continue our coverage of the Nevada legislature from the Gwynn Room in the state capitol, on the next broadcast, State Senator Kelvin Atkinson will be here. We'll see you on the next broadcast. Thanks for watching.